This is Apollo Saturn launch control. We passed the 3-hour, 18-minute mark in the count. Now 3 hours, 18 minutes. Correction, 3-hour, 19-minute mark in the count. We're at 3:18:49 at this time and counting. Still aiming toward our planned liftoff at 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The crew now about 7 minutes away from their departure according to the countdown procedures. They'll leave the crew quarters at about 10 minutes past the hour and take about an 18-minute trip to the launch pad. Right now it appears that we're having a rainstorm here in the launch pad area. However, the weather forecast still stands as acceptable for 11:22 a.m., which is our launch time. Acceptable fall launch at that time. We anticipate a broken ceiling at about 10,000 feet, scattered clouds at about 2,500 feet. The winds will be from the southwest, and they will be acceptable for launch. Al Warden, the backup command module pilot, busy in the spacecraft at this time at the 320-foot level, making final preparations for the arrival of the flight crew. Warden's checkouts include activating the caution warning system of the spacecraft, securing the S-band communication system. He injects some chlorine into the water system, a final fix on the water to adjust it for flight. Other work concerns checking out the suit circuit. This is the direct oxygen feed that goes into the suit circuits of the three suits of the astronauts once they do come aboard. He also checks the lighting in the cabin to assure that it's in a flight mode and removes some of the pyro arm switches in preparation for the astronaut arrival. At the present time, we have four people in the white room, in addition to Command Module Pilot Warden, who is, of course, the backup Command Module Pilot. We have the pad leader, a Command Module Technician, and a Quality Control representative. We will wind up with nine people in the white room. That is the maximum that will occur once the crew comes aboard, since they will be accompanied by two suit technicians when they come up to the 320-foot level. We are standing by from monitoring the status of the count here in the firing room 2 at the Launch Control Center, and the reports we're getting from spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin at the spacecraft checkout facility in the manned spacecraft operations building, all still going well. We're now at 3 hours, 16 minutes, 26 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.